Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do, words on a page we wrote to you, but now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list.
Hello, people. This is Daytime After Dark on the Blog Talk Network, Blog Talk Radio Network. And today's guest is Wesley and Sue. He's been on Days of Our Life and a bunch of episodes, you know, he was on Mask Game. That is awesome. I need to ask him about that. And he's been on Days of Our Life, LA Stories, Spy TV, and Land of the Lost, Days of Our Life, The Two Box Murders, Inside Jennifer, Six Psalms, Total Hidden Video, Graphic Club, and Sins of Youth. Okay, so now we have Wesley on. So, yeah, like I said, he's been in a lot of different things, so let's put him on. Hey, Wesley.
Can you hear me, guys? Hey, guys, yeah. How are you? Can you hear me? I'm calling from Mexico, so I had to call back and put different area codes in, and so hopefully the connection's good.
Yeah, the connection, is good. So, yeah. And like I was telling everyone that you have been on so many TV shows, you know, and you were on Days of Our Life, so, you know, a while, in my opinion, they should have kept you on Days, you know, because you were so good on that, they should have just kept you. I don't know why they didn't keep you. It never made sense to me.
Well, it was a surprise to me, I must tell you. The day I got fired from Days of Our Lives, I've been doing it for so many years, and yeah, I mean, I got let go. I mean, yeah, they recast it.
Well, I know, and they still never recasted you because you were really good. And
so
you played my coach, and I was a little young, but kind of remembered you in that role. So, well, my grandma does a lot. I told her you were coming on today. And she goes, he was very good at playing my Colton. She's watched Days of Our Life from the very, 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 since day one. Since day one, she watched Days of Our Life when we were growing up, when we were kids. If we interrupted her during Days of Our Life, then we were going to die. And so I didn't interrupt her. I just sat there and watched it because it got very interesting, I thought. So, yeah, and I just wanted to say it was really sad news yesterday about Lee Bell Phillips passing away. And I know... Yeah, I know she was at Days of Our Life for a while as a writer, correct? I thought the Bears were over on Days of Our Life, you know, before Young and the Mustache, right? Am I wrong or am I crazy? I thought I read that somewhere. And so did you ever meet her? Oh. Did you ever get to know her? Because it's hitting the soap board really hard that she passed away, even though she did look good to me in the last picture.
Yeah, I met the Bells. They were, I think they just moved. They were living in Chicago, I believe, at that time. And then they finally moved to Los Angeles. And, of course, they created a dynasty, which is extraordinary.
Oh, yes, of course.
Along with Betty
Bordet. They really did create a dynasty, and a magical dynasty, if you ask me. But it's, you know, the best dynasty that they could do it. And you know what? I just thought of it. You could go over to Young and the Restless now. No, you're not on a soap right now, but even when you're in Mexico for some reason right now, you could go, I mean, Mexico and L.A. are a couple of hours away, so you could go and try out for something on Young and the Restless. I mean, I think you would be really good on there. See, I'm trying to get older people that worked in the business that have been away from daytime. I'm trying to get them back in daytime. That's my new goal for the year. So, yeah. And then you also, you know, did The Land of the Lost. And then in 2009, you also made a cameo, The Land of the Lost starring Will Ferrell, but edited it out on the final cut. Hey, I think that's very weird that they did that to you, because they should never ever did that to you, because number one, that was mean and rude. And if you ever want me to treat Will Ferrell and tell him how rude it is, I will. I have no, you know, I don't mind doing that. You know, and also, when you were on SOPS, with also started Valerie Bertinelli, which I love her, I love her. How was it working with her?
Well, I got to give Valerie her very first big screen kick, which was wonderful. I was, you know, I used to hang out with Mackenzie Phillips and Annie Lockhart, Dean Lockhart's daughter, Linda Blair, that whole gang back in the day. And so I sort of knew Valerie, and it was wonderful. I, you know, the first day of shoot, I said, okay, Valerie, let's have a good time, no problem. And it was terrific working with her. She was so beautiful. I had such a crush on her. And she just, I mean, that on TV, she was like the it girl for me.
Well,
I
but you don't, by any chance, keep in touch with her anymore, do you? Because what I would give to interview her, I would love interviewing her. I love her. She's great. I mean, I'm hooked on her cooking, so all the cooking stuff she does on Food Network, I'm hooked on it, so I would love interviewing Valerie Bertinelli. People, I'm just going to put that out there. And also, how was working with Conan Bean? You know, he was on Different Strokes. How was it working with him? Because, and he passed away last year, the year before. How was working with him?
Carly, I couldn't understand. Who?
Okay. You also worked with Colton Conrad Bain when you were on. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a story. So I'm on with Conrad, and we're filming Chomps, the movie Chomps for Hanna-Barbera. And Conrad, you know, he's just terrific. He plays Valerie's dad. And I'm dating Valerie. And he says, look, I'm working on this new show, and they're giving me a couple of scripts, and I've turned them all down. And, I'm, you know, it's not right yet. I don't know you know, I don't know. They want me to do a new series. They've offered me a series. I keep turning down scripts. And, of course, it was the most famous one that he finished doing, Different Strokes.
Yeah, so I mean, he was amazing at Different Strokes. And, I thought he was really, really great on there. And it took him to a higher level. And I just want to say, I think it's really cool that you were on Game Shows, because I love Game Shows. And back in the day, people, he was in Password and Mask Game. And I think that's really cool because they are bringing those shows back, which is really, really a cool sign of the time, because I think it's really cool when they bring old game shows back. And I think, you know, since they're bringing them back, maybe you should go on them again and, try to win money. I mean, hey, it doesn't hurt to, try to get you a new job out there. It doesn't at all.
Well, no, I didn't win money. I would win money for contestants. And my favorite was at one point I got to teach Lucille Ball how to play Password Plus. I spent the whole day with Lucille Ball. She came to my dressing room at NBC. I'm in the dressing room in the morning, and the producers come to me and they say, "Hey, listen, would you mind teaching Lucille Ball how to play Password Plus?" Because she had played Password when it was black and white television with Alan Ludden, but she had never played the bonus round. So I called my mother because I was on Days of Our Lives, and I had bought a house in Burbank, and my mother was living at that house. I'd given it to her. And I said, "Mom," I said, "what are you doing today?" And she goes, "Nothing." I said, "You want to spend the day with Lucille Ball?" And she was there in 10 minutes at NBC in Burbank. And she spent the whole day with Lucy in my dressing room. And I would go, we shot 5 episodes, because to do a game show, you shoot 5 different shows. You bring 5 different wardrobes. So it looks like it's a full week of shows. So I'd film the half-hour show, come back to my dressing room, put on new clothes, go back. And then I talked to Lucy, and we would talk about the flus and what happened, and she was just delightful. And I had known her daughter previous, Lucy Arnaz, who now lives in Palm Springs. Last time I was in Palm Springs, I ran into her at the mail, as mailing a letter. So, but Elizabeth Montgomery from Bewitched was one of the fiercest competitors I ever played with. She was fierce, and she and I fought tooth and nail to win.
Oh, that is awesome. And, you dabbled in, besides your acting career, and you sing, but what's really cool, I think, that you were friends with Sean Cassidy and left good, and you, produced by Bobby Truman at Motown, and, you sang a few times with the Jackson 5. Okay. That is awesome. I think it's awesome.
Well, I never sang with the Jackson 5. That's a mistake. I used to record with the Osmond Brothers, and I used to record for Motown. It was this four boy band that we had years and years ago, and Mike Curb was producing us. He became the Lieutenant Governor of California.
Yeah.
And it was, and the third year of Land of the Lost, I actually sang a lot, because I sang the theme songs, the opening and closing of Land of the Lost. And then, I went on to headline in Vegas, and I used to open for Bill Cosby. And that's one of the reasons I left Days of Our Lives. I was starting to headline in Vegas. So, I love your idea of getting me back on the shows. if your viewers, Days of Our Lives has been renewed, I would so love to come back with Mike Horton one more time. I think it would be so much fun.
Oh, come on, you should. And, we need Mo Hotin's On Days of Our Life right now, if you ask me. And before I take calls, Bobby and David and company, how was it working with Frances Reed and
McDonald's?
Yeah, thank you. I could see his face, but then I forgot his name. Yeah, how was it? Because I love both of them.
Still hear Mac's voice, McDonald Carey's voice, you know, from the opening of the show, and these are the days of our lives. From years and years, even after he passed away, they still use the what?
I'm grabbing number 2 foot out of the show. Even when he passed, they never took that part out of Days of a Life. I'm glad they always left that in there. And what was Frances like? Because I love Frances Reed. I thought, you know, she was the perfect grandmother.
Charlie, I have a great Frances story. So Frances Reed was going to throw a big, she was throwing a big Christmas party for the cast at her home, I think like Brentwood area. And I said, hey, do you need any help? And she said, sure, I could use some help setting up. So, and I said, you know, Frances, are you decorating a Christmas tree? And she says, no, I do not do Christmas trees. I do not like that tradition. You know, it's a dramatic tradition. And I, you know, she had some, I guess, you know, World War II and stuff like that. It was, you know, I guess she lost a lot of people. I think that was the reason. But she said, no, I don't do Christmas trees. So I'm driving to her house. And I have a Ford Courier, like a little pickup truck. And I'm on Mulholland Drive. And there is this huge tumbleweed that rolls across Mulholland Drive. Well, I get out of my truck. I grab the tumbleweed. And it was huge. It was bigger than I was. And I strap it into the back of my truck. I stop it at a store. I buy red ribbons and white lights. And I take it to Frances' house. And I said, Frances, I got your Christmas tree. She said, I don't want a Christmas tree. I said, it's a tumbleweed. She goes, what do you mean a tumbleweed? I said, no, it's going to be beautiful. I promise you. She says, well, you can put it in the patio. So I took the tumbleweed. I get it all decorated. I put all the white lights on. I put the red ribbons on. I plug it in. She walks out. She goes, oh, that's beautiful. Bring it inside. And she brought it inside the house. And she for probably at least 5 years, she kept that tumbleweed as her Christmas tree.
Oh, my God, that is so sweet. Maybe Frances Reed didn't like Christmas trees because when the Houghtons had their Christmas tree up every year and it took so long to decorate that tree with everyone's names on it, maybe that's why she didn't like Christmas trees.
I'm making it up. I didn't know what the reason was. She never told me.
I'm just guessing.
But she was great. She was, you know, she was somebody to be reckoned with. She'd been on television and radio for so long. She was so amazing. And my favorite Christmas show, my favorite show were the Christmas shows where we hung the Horton balls on the Christmas tree. And everybody would just laugh and go, okay, it's hanging the balls time now on Days of Our Lives. And everybody had a ball with their name on it. We hung it. Doug and Julie and would sing, and you know, and Ed Mallory, and you know, and it was, it, you know,
yeah.
John Clark, everybody. So, and of course, John Clark passed away recently.
I know.
So we've lost John, and you know, it's. I still talk to Bill and Susan. I adore them so much. And I've run into Kevin Spiritus a few times, who's doing really well. And that boy can sing. I'll tell you, he's got a great voice. It's fun. And I on my Facebook page and my website, I get so many people saying, you know, you got to come back to Days of Our Lives. You got to come back. And when they picked up the show for another year, I said, you know what? Yeah, bring me back. That would be
so much fun. I think you should come back. I really, you know, really think you ought to come back. And I will treat Days of a Life, and I will get you back on. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but miracles can happen mostly because I'm really good with miracles. And also, what was I going to ask you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, this, I will get you back on before I take the calls from my co-host because they will kill me. And I'm not kidding. I'm really not kidding. You know, when you have a new project, please, you know, come on. And, you know, it would make David's year if we got you and Kathy Coleman on together. He's been wanting that for so long. He tells me every time he goes, you and Kathy.
She played Kathy. She played, Holly on Land of the Lost, my sister. And she was just here with me in Mexico for 11 days. We had the best time in Puerto Vallarta because I have a second home in Mexico. And we laughed and giggled and did every tour thing you can imagine, from whale watching to hiking to swimming.
Well, when you talk to your on-screen sister, Taylor, she's always welcome on here, and we would love to get both of you on here at the same time because it would make David's little dream come true, and yes, and I'm just, you know, I think that would be cool. And now I'm bringing on Bobby first. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Carly. Hey, Wesley. It's great to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Bobby.
Last time you were on the show, and I forgot to mention this, was you on Match Game during the time that Richard Dawson was on, or was this after he left the Family Feud?
Yeah, I was on. I sat next to, you know, the person, I was the new guy on Match Game, so they always put you in the very first seat on the top row because those are the easiest answers. You get the first laugh. So Richard Dawson wasn't on at that time. It was Charles Nelson Reilly and Brett Summers, Fanny Flagg, that gang of people.
Right.
So much fun, yeah.
So I'm guessing Richard already left to do Family Feud at the time.
Right.
Okay, and secondly,
my connection, in Mexico is slightly off a little bit, so can just repeat that. I'm sorry, I really apologize.
Okay. Well, I'm guessing that Richard was on Family Feud at the time that you came on to Match Game.
Yeah, Richard. Well, of course, Richard did that. But you know who? When I started doing game shows, because I ended up hosting a game show for Nickelodeon.
Right.
Finders.
Right. I remember. I remember you told me that story.
But the guy that was starting to host it when I started, I guess Richard was the host because they went through several of them.
Right, because I know Steve Harvey
for
is the current host. I know that Steve Harvey is the current host. But
right, and there was and that wonderful guy that oh my gosh, I can't remember his name, who had a real tragic end.
Ray Palm.
Yeah, Ray was terrific. I ran into Ray at a sports bar in Burbank one night, and he came up to my table, and he just said, he'd been watching me host Finders Keepers.
Right.
And
he did
another hey,
game show at the time as well as Family Feud.
Yeah, so he just said he was very generous in kind.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing is when I first got my first game show, because I hosted a couple of pilots for NBC, but I remember I was flying, I did a telethon, because I used to host a lot of telethons for March of Dimes.
Right.
And I was flying back, and Bob Barker, we were in the waiting area together. And I said, Mr. Barker, he goes, call me Bob. I said, Bob, I'm hosting my first game show. And I said, do you have any advice? I mean, here was the god of game shows. And he gave me the best advice. He said, Wesley, it's not about you. It's about the contestants. make them the stars.
Yeah, I agree. And I
tried to live up to his advice.
Right, I agree, because Mark Summers told this story on a Charlotte radio station about a year ago about running into him as well before he got to host the original Double Dare. Not the Alex Trebek one, but the kids' version. That's
right.
But he was on Password, and I'm having to come across it on Buzzard on my app, on one of the TV apps. I come across it on Buzzard, and I think there was an interesting, if it's not an embarrassing moment here, and I'm surprised that NBC let this go when I believe it was Deborah had a wardrobe malfunction.
Deborah Lee Scott.
Yeah, when Deborah had a wardrobe malfunction at that time. And I'm surprised NBC at the time let it go, where in today's standards it would probably not fly because of FCC policies that have been tightened up since the Janet Jackson incident.
Well, Deborah Lee Scott was terrific. She was on Mary Hartman, Angie, those series. And she was also a great friend of mine. She was also hanging out with our gang, which was Mackenzie Phillips and Linda Blair and everyone. So, her button opened up on her shirt and her breast came out.
Yeah.
and of course, she's a comedian, and she was wonderful. Made it work. And you can see it on YouTube. Just Google it. And she passed away. Oh, gosh, all these people leaving us. But she passed away a long time ago. She had just fallen in love with an amazing guy, was happy with this guy, and he was killed in 9/11. He was a first responder.
Wow.
So, we met Annie Lockhart, June Lockhart's daughter, and Annie was on Battlestar Galactica, played Richard Hatch's girlfriend. So Annie calls me a lot, and in fact, she called 3 nights ago. And we always, on the anniversary on Deborah Lee's birthday, we always talk and, we reminisce. We've been friends for almost 50 years.
That's unbelievable. But I guess the next time I watch Buzzard on the Hulu app or one of these other TV apps, I can be able to just come across your episode if it's airing that night or something else. Because like Carly said, it's great to have these game shows back. It's also great, thanks to Buzzer and TSN, to rerun the original 70s versions of these game shows.
Well, yes, and for those shows, I still get paid for those shows when they re-air them. So one day, in the mail, I got 5 separate checks. One check for each day of 5. It was 5 checks for 1 week of shows for a match game, and each check was $1.47. Oh, boy, I'm raking it in.
Versus back then, where it was probably 100,000 times more. But with that being said, I'll let David and Maggie talk to you. But great time to talk to you, and great time to run this on those days and game show stories.
Oh, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
And you have a good one. We'll keep in touch on Facebook and social media.
You got it. You got it. So.
All right. Have a good night.
You too, sir.
Okay. I will bring on David. I will bring on David. Yeah. Hey, David.
Hi, Carly. How about you? How you doing?
I'm fine, David. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I want to say, I love Chomps. I watched about a million times. I have to say, I love that movie. Great. That movie's one of my favorite now. I love it.
Oh, thank you. That was, for people that don't know, it was a Hanna-Barbera movie with Valerie Bertinelli, Red Buttons, Jim Backus, Hermione Baddeley. It was quite the cast. And I invented a mechanical watchdog. It's like a Disney film.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's with a robot dog.
It was funny. It's funny. Yeah. What was that work with Jim?
It still plays. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Actually, what was that work with Jim Backus? He was Harris on that film. Jim Backus.
Oh my God, he was amazing. To work, I mean, that was Jim Backus I worked with.
Yes.
And
with
Red
Magoo.
Button. You know, yeah. I mean, these guys, these were like, you know, Chuck McCann. It was the most amazing cast. You know, and then I got to kiss Valerie Bertinelli. So it was pure heaven.
Yes, yes, I agree. Do you know Jim Reynolds? He had small part eight. Carver from Dead Alive was in that. Jim Reynolds, he had small part.
I don't remember.
He paid him two for he paid him two for that in that part, a small part. He paid two for that.
He played what?
A TV reporter.
You know what? No, I don't remember. I apologize. It was a while back, and you know, I just don't remember.
He had small part. Just small scene in that. A very small scene. Small scene.
Well, if I wasn't in it, then I never met him. Because remember. You know, if we're not in the same scene, we never meet the people.
Well,
I don't think that we were in the same scene together.
You're right. You're probably right. Yeah, I think you're right. It was a great movie.
Right. And, so we never got to meet each other.
And what was John Clark like? I think you played your father, John Clark. What was he like?
Wow, John Clark was amazing. There was one day when I first got on the show, and I loved John very much. You know, I was 20, you know, when I started, basically, and it was my family. I spent my entire 20s on Days of Our Lives. But there was one scene where John had to slap me. And we were filming the show, and we rehearsed it. And he goes to slap me, and I flinch before he hits me. And they go, cut, 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 cut. Wesley, you flinch. You know, you got to wait till he hits you. And so we did the scene, started the scene again. I flinched again. And then, and they said, Wesley, you've got to not, you know. And I think we tried it one more time. And then the fourth time, John hauled off and slugged me.
Oh, wow.
With slap. And I was in shock. It was like I saw stars. And we're shooting. And I'm thinking, I'm in shock. He really hit me hard. I can't even speak. And the camera cuts back to me and back to John, back to me, because I kept this long, long, long pause. I was trying to get my voice back. And then I didn't break scene. I finished the scene. And when it was over, I was like shocked and kind of angry. And I walked out of the soundstage, and John comes running after me and says, Wesley, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, they told me to hit you. And, you know, I didn't mean to hit you so hard. And, you know, and I said, that's okay, John, it's okay. But I'll tell you, it threw me for a loop. And I was like, I had a big red mark on my face from John. But I still love the man so much. And Suzanne Zeman and all the cast that were there, you know, Suzanne Rogers and everybody.
Great story. And what's like Kathy Coleman? What's she like to work with Kathy? Yes, with the Holly. Yes.
She's my sister. I have always said, David, that Sid and Marty Croft, who produced our show and created it, they didn't just cast my TV sister, they cast my real life sister. Kathy and I are as close as brother and sister. We talk a lot. We open our hearts a lot to each other. And like I said, she was just here for 11 days in Mexico staying in my house.
Yeah,
so
on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, so we have so much fun. And she just won the hearts of everybody, of all my friends here in Mexico. And we went to a big costume party. And of course, it was a last minute thing. It's a very famous costume ball here. It's 150 people. 60 people flew in from the United States, to be at the party. It's an invitation of 150. You can't get on the list unless you know somebody. And one of my best friends, it was his 60th birthday, and he throws the party. And so he said, bring Kathy. Well, she didn't have a costume, so we got together and found, put together stuff here in Mexico, and we dressed her because she looked like Goldie Hawn from Laugh-In. And I painted, so before, about 2 hours before the party, I took paint and I painted all of her body like, you know, Here Comes the Judge and Laugh-In and Suck It to Me. And she was, and Linda Ellerbe, the reporter Linda Ellerbe, I took Linda, who is, of course, Nick News and includes CBS and all that. An amazing lecturer and book writer. Linda Ellerbe went as Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I'll tell you, she looked, everybody thought Ruth Bader Ginsburg had entered the party.
Mm.
And wow. I went as Albert Einstein. I had the big white wig and the mustache and the bushy eyebrows and a lab coat and a tie.
Mm.
And so I went as Albert Einstein.
Yeah, that's great. Great. We'd love to have you back, Bill. You're great. You're great. I didn't know you sang the theme song to the end of it all. I didn't really know that. I know you sung it. But it's my favorite show, always. The Kid.
Yeah. Nice.
But always come back. We always welcome you to have you back. And
well, thank you.
We get
thank, you guys. Thanks for thank you guys for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. We have one more caller. Maggie is on the line. So I'm putting David on hold, and hey Maggie.
Hey, how you guys? I'm enjoying this immensely. Thank you for coming on the show.
Maggie, it's always a pleasure coming on. You guys are terrific.
Oh wow, one of my hearts was Lucy, and you got to actually work with her. I am totally amazed. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry again. And I apologize again. It's just the connection from the phone to Mexico and the delay. Who did you say that you like?
Melissa, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So, Maggie, what were you saying?
Well, are we finished, Carly?
Maggie, are you there?
Yes,
Maggie,
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Maggie was talking, so. Okay.
I didn't know what happened, so.
Maggie, you back?
I'm back. You can't get rid of me that easily.
Yes,
I'm Maggie.
Sorry.
I heard the music. I heard the music. I thought, well, we went off the air, so I was going, okay, I guess we're finished here.
Oh, I don't know. It's crazy. But I love my Lucy, and I appreciate the story. I really, honest to God, appreciate it. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. You're yeah. You know,
I'm with
joys,
your mom.
My mother had the best day. The two of them hit it off so much, and Lucia Ball could not have been kinder. And you know, we shot three shows in the morning, and then we had lunch, and they changed the audience for the last two shows of Shooting Fastword. And you know, we had lunch together, and I don't remember who I was playing opposite. I think it was maybe it was Vicki Lawrence or Susan Richardson. It was one or maybe Betty White.
Betty White,
so,
brother.
Betty White's just great.
Oh, God, that's wonderful. And Jim Backus, another heart of mine.
Jim Backus. One of the great joys about being on television and having a little bit of success is to get to hang out with some of your idols. And, you know, I'm a fan, and I get to hang out with these people that – I couldn't believe that I was actually like sharing a room with Lucille Ball. Or
yeah.
Listen, one day I shared my dressing room at NBC with Red Fox.
Oh my God, really?
I laughed. He made me laugh. We had to share a dressing room. He was going to do. I was doing a game show, and he was going to do the Tonight Show. So they didn't have enough dressing room, so. But our shoot for the – I've been there all day doing the game show, and Red was doing the Tonight Show. So they said, hey, can can you come on in early? And I said, sure. So Red Fox comes into my dressing room, you know, and I met him, and he takes his shirt off. And he has a tattoo on each nipple. It's a face. And the nipple's a the nipple. So there, I get cut off of the air.
Yeah, I'm here. Huh? The nipple, he has tattoo on it?
And the nipple was the nose. It was just like, it was just like a little ache. He must have done when he was a kid. Well, he took his shirt off and he made those two faces sing and talk to me. I laughed. I sat in the dressing room and there was Red Fox. And I was laughing like you could not believe. I could not believe I'm sitting there. I'm getting a one-man show in the dressing room.
Oh, my God. Because before we had phones, they could take video and all kinds of stuff. But oh wow, you must have.
I know, don't be
sad of that. So. I agree with Carly. We need you back. I need more Hortons on Days of Our Lives. We need you back.
Yes, you know, I'd love to come back. It would be such, you know, it'd be nice. It'd kind of be a nice bookend as I sort of, you know. I just got offered a new sitcom. Hopefully that will go. We just went to LA and we just read the first 8 episodes. There's some pretty big stars in it, and I'm one of the stars. And
of course,
I mean, much bigger stars than I ever was that are in this show. So we just went and read the first 8 episodes, and it's hysterical. So hopefully it will make it to the air.
I hope so. I'm knocking on wood. God bless. Oh, that'd be terrific. Wow. Thank you. Another little insight you gave us, but that tumbleweed. Decorated a tumbleweed?
I'm telling you, you know, tumbleweeds are interesting. I'd never picked up a tumbleweed, and this was huge. It filled the entire back of my truck. And the aerodynamics of a tumbleweed, when the wind, as I'm driving, the wind hits the tumbleweed, and my car, it makes my truck fishtail because it picks up the wind and holds it somehow with the way it's built. And I had the hardest time getting over Mulholland down to Francis's house in one of the valleys. In Brentwood. So
my God.
It was amazing. But if you had seen, you would have laughed so hard. If you had seen Francis, no, I don't want a tree. I don't want a tree. And as soon as I lit that tree up, and it was so beautiful, she went, she didn't take anything.
Oh.
Put it in the living room.
Not the patio. Living room.
And it became the tumbleweed became her tradition, her Christmas tradition for several years, which was an honor.
Oh, it was an honor. That was so unique. I'm so great she thought of that.
Well, and first of all, you have to think about this, the logistics of this. She kept that tumbleweed for several years. It's a big tumbleweed, so she had to have a place to store it. You know,
the attic?
Unfortunately, she had a big house. So someplace for, you know, for 9 months or 11 months, she stored a giant tumbleweed.
I was laughing when you're telling the story, and I'm still laughing. Can only imagine.
I love Frances Reed so much. I just love her pieces.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the lovely thing about doing it. Go ahead.
Really? I think really.
The lovely thing about doing a soap opera. It's that delay again. I apologize, guys.
That's okay. That's Carly's story.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But, Wesley, we would really love to have you back any time. And, you know, we love having you on. And before you go, what is the weather in Mexico right now?
Oh, let's see. I was at the beach today having lunch with Linda Ellerby.
Oh, my gosh.
We love you.
Huh?
We love you, but right now it's 40 degrees in Seattle, and calling the happy Carly one to be hot, right, Maggie?
Right, absolutely. I'm in Chicago. It's frozen.
Oh gosh. Well, it was 80 plus degrees here.
Wow, that's beautiful. But you're down there too. But hopefully you'll be traveling back.
Not a cloud in the sky. Yeah.
Not a cloud?
Oh, my God.
No? Maybe that's a better place to relocate to Vegas.
And before you go, Wesley, just so you know, I followed you on Twitter, daytime 6976 on Twitter. I followed you, Jay. I didn't even know you were on there. So I just want you to know to follow me back because I thought that was really awesome that you were on Twitter. So,
thanks.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter and Facebook and you know, all of them. Instagram.
What? Okay. I'm just trying to try to do stuff on Instagram. But
I'm new to Instagram, so I'm just getting started on that one. So it's fun, you know. It's fun because Kathy and I, we do a lot of autograph shows. We go and sign autographs for different fans, and it's a wonderful way to let people know where we're gonna be.
It is, sure is. It's brilliant. It's a brilliant idea. Yeah,
so
that's who follow you on your page, we're gonna see it. It's a brilliant idea.
Exactly.
Really,
but thank you.
Guys.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, and you are welcome back anytime.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate the invite.
It really was fun. I'm thinking of my Lucy.
Okay, guys, take care. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Because remember, this is important to remember. Like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Exactly.
Of course they are.
I'll talk to you guys later.
And they do work that way.
Thank you, McDonald. All right, my friend. Bye, guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Talk to you on the
website. Bye. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Lucy.
Okay. Hello, boys. Okay.
We were muted for a minute.
Okay.
I was freaking switchboard today.
I forgot to ask.
David.
I'm sorry.
David. What time is the show tomorrow night? What did I get right?
Tomorrow.
6 p.m.
5 o'clock my time, right?
3 o'clock.
5 o'clock West Coast time, 8 o'clock your time, right?
It was 6 o'clock my time. So that'd be 9 o'clock, 3 o'clock your time. 3 o'clock your time.
Okay, I'm lost. Mickey, what did he say?
6 p.m. my time. 6 p.m. my time. So it'd be 3 p.m. It'll be 3 p.m. your time.
Oh, okay.
After GH. As long as it's after GH.
Oh, my God.
I'm so worried on GH.
Bobby, I take it you won't be here tomorrow night?
Unfortunately, I have a date tomorrow night, but I meant to ask Wesley. But unfortunately, I meant to ask Wesley if he ever worked at Deidre Hall, either on days or when he was doing Run the World Offense, she was doing Electric Woman. I forgot to ask him that.
Oh, yeah. Good thinking.
Well,
maybe you could tweet him the question, or maybe, or on Facebook.
Well,
he's on there,
maybe I'll remember that next time that he comes on, because every time you have him on, I forget to ask him about an old friend, and I forgot about Deidre Hall being on Electric Woman at the same time that he was on Land of the Lost, and then them crossing over to Dave. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's a very good question.
Oh, well, you know, he will be on again. And also, Bobby, I guess I will excuse you from tomorrow night.
Definitely.
Because you have a date. Okay, but
yeah.
I know who's more important. I really know who's more important.
To love, you know, who's more important.
Hey,
but,
yeah. And then we have a couple of announcements before we go. Okay, on May 4th, we have Scott Bailey from Guardian Light. May 5th? I mean, March 5th. Why do I say May?
It's March, right?
Crap. Okay, March 5th, we have
already.
Scott Bailey. March 5th, we have Molly Cruz. And what other day do we have, David? David?
March 5th.
Oh, I said 5th, but what about Wizard? What day do we have him?
March 8th. That'd be in Wednesday.
Oh, okay. We have him on Sunday.
On March 4th? Wait a minute. When do we have Wally Kurt again?
No, we have him on Sunday.
No, March 8th.
March 8th.
Monday, I think. Tuesday,
Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, I just saw Wally over the weekend in Myrtle Beach. So
yes, you did.
It'd be great to catch up with him because I think I should be credited with getting him on the show this time around since I talked to him in Myrtle Beach about that.
Definitely,
so,
you're going to get credit for it.
So you should credit me, not David, this time.
Okay, we're going to thank Bobby.
Okay,
thank you, Bobby.
Okay. My question is,
I'm glad
Bobby,
you got to go.
When you said hi to Wally and you told him I'd say hi, did he know what calling you were talking about? Or did you have to say daytime after dark? Because I'm really unforgettable.
I told him daytime after dark. But when I brought up Maggie and David, then he knew what I was talking about. Because I don't think I know Laura Wright that well, other than through television and through writing to her and Twitter, that I would be knowing her personally like that. I don't know Laura Wright personally. I'm just communicating with her through letters and social media.
NBC Beach today?
But I'll tell you right now,
I just want to say that General Hospital is
great.
On fire. It's my favorite soap right now.
Oh, God. Yes, she wears dress. So beautiful. I love her dress. But I'm scared for Marcus.
It's my favorite soap. Sorry. And I just want to say before we go, Sunny, Vixen, you have been rocking the house. You've been the best guys on the show. You guys got to take Neil out like a dead little Rossi is. And even though Carly did fall into Neil's trap, if I was Carly, I would have done the same stupid thing. Because this bitch took Michael's son away, and then she's lying, and she's a little con artist and a little slut. And I'm like, whoever feels sorry for Neil O'Brien needs professional help. And Julian, all of them should be sitting in the theater, so rotting in hell. Oh, another option, they should be shot and killed.
The way she hurt my Willow.
I like your option better, but now I'm reading through the rumor mill and through the spoilers that Nell has a twin. Oh, please. Unless
her
twin is a good twin, then I don't think that's enough. I mean, I respect the actress that played Nell. She won a Daytime Emmy a couple of years back and was nominated last year. But if she's trying to get her second Daytime Emmy in 3 years, it works. Okay?
Yeah.
And again, if Florida is listening, we would love to have you on the show.
Oh, and you guys, since we are having three shows in a row next week, we probably won't have a Friday show. Just because three shows in a week and then do four, another one on Friday would be crazy, right, Maggie?
Right. Expensive too.
So are we still are you guys still doing a show Friday night, even though I won't be on the air this week?
We understand,
Bobby. We know who you love more. Obviously, it's not us.
That's okay.
This is very,
I'm very
sad.
Happy for
him. I still love you guys. I always manage to put in touch.
Okay, Bobby, I'm kidding. Okay, remember we are like a dysfunctional family? Well, you and David are dysfunctional, you know. I mean, Maggie and I are
what
normal. I'm serious, Bobby. I want you to give Ollie a hug.
The kiss was
out of the question, but you were so close to Ollie Cruz. I mean,
I gave him a hug.
What?
I gave him a hug.
But you told him it was for me, right?
But I spent most of the time talking to Cassie the Pirate and Brady on Dave, because I spent 5 minutes with Jacob and about 10 minutes with Wally, and the rest of the time I spent with Cassie and Eric having sweet rolls and juice and water. So I just kind of enjoyed it, and plus we got a chance to do some Q&A, and I asked a question about the nurse's ball. So that kind of saved me from asking him the question on the show. But other than that, I'm excited to maybe ask him some more stuff and just tell him the reason why I didn't attend the sing-along or the karaoke night or the breakfast.
Well, yes. And let's end the show here because I said so. But remember, we will be back tomorrow night, and then we are back 3 days next week. So, yeah, and remember, sand through the hourglasses, and these are the made-up days of our life. I am making a new slogan, okay? And that's how I feel sometimes. Just remember that, you know, Bobby, we still love you. Don't worry.
Yes.
Don't worry, we do. But we will be back tomorrow night.
Well, I'll talk to you then next week, guys. Have a good one.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye.
Keep your fingers crossed for Trina and Cameron, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I'm dying.
Later. Oh, God. He kidnapped Trina and Cameron.
I know. I will watch them.
Later.
I promise.
Okay.
Later. Night, guys.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Bye, Bobby. Bye, Maggie.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay. Come on, me Bella. Feel ya me, Isabella. Come on, me.